Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. I'm Keith Perron. Today we go back to the 1930s when all of the major film studios had weekly radio shows to promote films they were about to release. In many cases, these radio programs were recorded as the movie was still being shot. From time to time, clips were used in the programs that never made it to the final film. The four Marx brothers, who they were known as when Zeppo Marx was a member of the team, produced some of the most popular comedies during Hollywood's golden age. They made their radio debut in 1933 when Duck Soup was still in production. The movie was produced by Paramount Pictures, and they created a series for radio syndication across the United States called the Paramount Movie Parade. In this, the first of the radio series that ran for more than 15 years, they feature Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and Zeppo.
This station takes pleasure in presenting to you a new series of programs produced by electrical transcription in the Paramount Studios Hollywood, entitled The Paramount Movie Parade. Each week, the most brilliant stars in the galaxy of screen artists will project their personalities through your loudspeaker and proceed to lavishly entertain with drama, comedy, and song. In this, the initial program to be brought to you on the air, what group of famous farceurs do you imagine are about to be presented? The classic fun makers of the century, none other than those riotous rascals, the four Marx brothers, the Humpty Dumpty hooligan stars of the stage, the air, and Hollywood, who will present their maddest, merriest conglomeration of whiz, bang, and spoof, entitled Duck Soup. Various aliases under which the four Marx brothers are now masquerading are as follows. Groucho is Rufus T. Firefly, the dictator of Fredonia, a diplomat who learned his diplomacy among the best dips in the racket. Harpo is Skippy, a super snooper sort of spy who shadows so many suspects he becomes afraid of his own shadow. Chico is Chicolini, who goes from peanuts to war minister and back to peanuts again until he goes nuttier than ever. Zeppo is Bob Firefly, son of Rufus T., the only sane note in the unharmonic scale. We now switch you to the Paramount studio, where the four Marx brothers are shooting a scene for their new picture, Duck Soup. The scene represents the reception salon in the Fredonia Palace, where the ex-president's widow is anxiously awaiting their newly appointed dictator, Rufus T. Firefly, otherwise Groucho Marx. The guests are now singing the national anthem.
I extend the good wishes of every man, woman, and child of Fredonia.
All this for me?
Certainly.
That's how you throw away your money. I'd rather have a good box of cigars. Soldiers, you may go. Keep the swords. We're going to have roast beef for dinner. Forward, march!
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I have sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing.
The future of Fredonia rests on you. Without my husband, I have only you to fall back on.
I haven't been on the job 5 minutes, and already she's making advances to me. Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
I was with him to the very end.
No wonder he passed away.
I held him in my arms and kissed him.
Oh, I see. Then it was murder. Will you marry me? Did he leave you any money? Answer the second question first.
Why, yes. He left me his entire fortune.
He did? Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you.
Oh, Your Excellency.
You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, I want to present to you Ambassador Trentino of Salvania. Having him with us today is indeed a great pleasure.
Thank you, but I can't stay very long.
That's even a greater pleasure.
I bring you a message of goodwill in behalf of my president.
I won't be a half year president. I'll be the whole president or nothing.
Your Excellency, haven't we seen each other somewhere before?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I'm seeing you now. It must be something I ate.
Look here, sir. Are you trying to...
Don't look now. But there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you. Where's my secretary?
Here I am.
Good heavens, Your Excellency.
Take a letter.
Who to?
To my dentist. Dear dentist, enclose fine check for $500. Yours very truly. Send that off immediately.
I'll have to enclose the check first.
You do, and I'll fire you.
Your Excellency, the eyes of the world are upon you. Notables from every country are gathered here in your honor. This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle any more.
If it's not asking too much. For our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration.
No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hooskow hidden.
If we chew to chew, we'll be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place, he didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it.
Caught taking graft, and I don't get my share. We stand them up against the wall, and out goes the weasel.
The Paramount Orchestra, under the direction of Nathaniel Finston, will now strain a few strains from the tureen of Duck Soup. Worse than ever. The House of Representatives has been called to order by the Speaker, and the disorder is rampant.
Meeting's called to order.
Your Excellency, here's the Treasury Department's report. I hope you'll find it clear.
Clear? Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it. And now, members of the Cabinet, we'll take up all business.
I wish to discuss the tariff.
Sit down. That's new business. No old business? Very well. And we'll take up new business.
Now about that tariff.
Too late. That's old business already. Sit down.
Gentlemen, as your Secretary of War, I...
The Secretary of War is out of order. Which reminds me, so is the plumbing. Make a note of that. Never mind, I'll do it myself.
The Department of Labor wishes to report that the workers of Fredonia are demanding shorter hours.
Very well, we'll give them shorter hours. We'll start by cutting their lunch hour to 20 minutes.
Gentlemen, enough of this. How about taking up the tax?
How about taking up the carpet?
I still insist we must take up the tax.
He's right, you've got to take up the tax before you can take up the carpet.
Your Excellency, unless this measure is given immediate attention, I shall resign. I give all my time and energy to my duties, and what do I get?
You get awfully tiresome after a while.
Sir, you try my patience.
I don't mind if I do. You must come over and try mine sometime.
That's the last straw. I resign. I wash my hands of the whole business.
A good idea. You can wash your neck, too. And now, gentlemen, what this country needs is...
peanuts.
If there's one thing we don't need right now, it's peanuts. As I was saying, gentlemen, what this country needs is...
peanuts.
That's that infernal peanut vendor, Chickalini.
Well, chase him away from the building. Get rid of him if you have to use violence. And when his back is turned, get me a bag of peanuts.
I've tried to chase him, but it's no use. He won't go.
He won't, eh? We'll see about that. Send for Firefly at once.
But you're Firefly.
Never mind, then. I'll get in touch with him myself.
Just listened to the initial program in the series of the Paramount Movie Parade starring the four Marx brothers, consisting of choice morsels from Duck Soup, their delectable concoction of crazyisms. This program was produced in Hollywood by Paramount Pictures from the four Marx brothers production, Duck Soup, soon to be shown throughout the country. Next week, another program in the series of the Paramount Movie Parade will be broadcast by this station. Be sure to tune in.
Another studio that had a weekly radio series was MGM. It was called Leo is on the Air. The series ran from 1933 to 1946. After the Marx Brothers left Paramount, they headed for MGM. And just like their former studio, they also premiered the series with A Day at the Races in 1937. The series also featured well-known musicals and comedies and dramas from MGM, like Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz and others. One of the most memorable programs from the Marx Brothers was from 1940. The brothers, now only three, because Zeppo had left, were in the middle of filming At the Circus.
Leo is on the air. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents a tuneful radio jubilee, embracing musical highlights and lyrical big moments from its mammoth colossus of entertainment at the circus, starring the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up to the gilded box office of your nearest theater, and soon, and see the mighty musical master entertainment of them all. For that's what the picture at the circus is. Merriment, melody, jollity, hilarity, spectacle, action, songs, thrills. A million hearty laughs for a world with a tear in its eye. And now, for your amazement and edification, we present just a few of the musical wonders in At the Circus, a mere drop in this big-time bucket of sensational amusement. Our internationally celebrated circus band, under the 14-carat gold-tipped baton of our famous concertmaster, blossoms forth in a blaze of rhythmic glory as it brings you Tiger Rag. Let's go and twist that tiger's tail. Brothers at the circus. Here's a thrilling 33 1/3% of that mad trio of sensational zanies, Groucho, and he sings a new song, Hidia, entitled Lydia.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of the world. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia.
La la.
Introducing the Pagliacci of the piano, the king of the keyboards, the champ of the chopsticks. Chico Marx offers his piano rendition of various tunes, exactly as you will hear and see him in the amazing success at the circus.
is the hilarious spearhead of a glorious musical attack in At the Circus. Listen, listen to the enchanting Svengali number with a dusky ensemble of mellow voices and Harpo himself twanging the silken strings of his miraculous harp.
Why be melancholy when we got Svengali?
Look me in the eye.
Concentrate.
Swing it, King.
Seriously speaking, the musical interludes you have heard give just a faint hint of the tip-top entertainment which awaits you in the new musical attraction At the Circus, starring the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, and that ever-popular favorite of radio, Kenny Baker, replete with bestseller music and the inimitable humor of the Marx Brothers. At the Circus is presented to moviegoers at a time when a bit of life, love, and laughter is welcome indeed. We sincerely hope you like At the Circus when it comes your way. The music heard on this program was played by the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Orchestra under the direction of Franz Waxman. This is your MGM radio reporter signing off and thanking you for listening. Thank you.
If you enjoy these special programs from PCJ, let us know. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com.